The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
How would you feel if wind turbines that stretched taller than the spire on Dublin's O'Connell Street were erected close to your home? Well, that's a proposal for a new wind farm near Manor Hamilton in County Leitrim. And as energy costs continue to soar, there's a stronger push now to explore more sustainable energy sources. To give us their views on this, I'm joined by the chairman of the Save Dua Mountain campaign group, Darren Sweeney, and also Director of External Affairs with Wind Energy Ireland, Justin Moran. And you're both welcome to the programme. Darren, I'll start with you. Good morning to you, firstly.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. Now, you have told the Irish Times about your concerns for this wind farm. Describe what you think it might look like.
I suppose visually it's fairly clear what it will look like. And I suppose just to start out, we're not anti-wind, we're not anti-transition to renewables, we're very much in favour of it. And just from a personal perspective, I've been involved in renewable energy for nearly 15 years now. So it's not really, it actually isn't about what they look like, because, you know, we see them dotted around our countryside every time we get into the car, and the northwest, whether it be Donegal or Leitrim, you know, you don't have to look very far to see them. So the visual side of it doesn't really bother us so much, I suppose. One of the big things we are concerned about, and one of the things that we would like to, I suppose I'm getting a wee bit sentimental as I get older, and I'm a dad, so I'm more conscious of the next generation than my own. I really want to be sure that we have a kind of a real no regrets approach with regards our transition. Like, we know now more than ever, considering everything that's going on, that we need to have an alternative source of energy. Like, that goes without saying. But get back to your question, I suppose. Like, the scale isn't insignificant, I suppose. You know, particularly my area where I'm from, which is North Leitrim, just outside Manor Hamilton, you know, we feel like we've been, and this is more of a local opinion than my own as such, we feel like we've been pushed around a little bit over the last number of years with regards achieving some of these targets. So, you know, forestation has become a serious issue with us. We've had issues regarding fracking, and now wind farms has also been a serious issue with us. I wouldn't say a serious issue, but has been very prominent on our skylines and also in and around our communities. It becomes a very hot topic if you bring it up in the local shop. We've had some issues in the past with regards the location of these developments. And I say developments meaning wind farms and also plantations. Mm-hmm. slippages.
I'm really interested to hear what you're saying, but I'm struggling to get a handle on what your fears are around it. If it's not down to what it looks like, what are you concerned about, and what is the community concerned about?
The community is concerned mainly about the habitats that are there, first of all. I suppose we have, you know, it's a pristine environment we have. It's untouched. It is a carbon sink in itself because it's peatland. So it is already doing the job of achieving some of our targets towards net zero. Second to that, there's some real life issues associated as well. Like, I'm, you know, we're sparsely populated, but there's a lot of anguish with locals. You know, there's, I suppose, the flicker that's associated with the turbines themselves. They're very real. We have some turbines local already. That's something. The noise is a major issue. The effect that it has on the species that are there. So we have, you know, for example, there are approximately 100 mating hen harrier birds in Ireland. We are a home to two or three of those couples. So there are a lot of real life habitual species concerns that the locals would have. On top of that, we don't have much industry where we're from. Like, it's very little industry. Yes, there are some small factories, etc., but tourism is our industry. Like, we have a number of businesses, and you know, most of the businesses rely heavily on tourism. Yes. We are very local.
And they're not going to be coming to look at wind turbines. I'm going to come back to you in a minute, but I want to bring in Justin at this point. Can I just bring in Justin at this point? I'll come back to you then in a minute, Darren. So, Justin, you heard the concerns outlined there by Darren, and people who live in Leitrim, they're concerned about what this is going to do to their lovely environment, to the species that are there, to the fact that there is a carbon sink already active in this particular area. What do you say to those concerns?
Good morning, Claire, and good morning to Darren. And I just what I also heard from Darren was strong support for the development of renewable energy and strong support for the development of wind energy. And I think what he wants, and it's a very understandable thing, is to ensure that when these projects are developed, they're developed in line with nature and in tune with nature. And we've seen that, and we've seen that done where wind farms in Ireland are being planned and managed with nature in mind. They support biodiversity by restoring peatlands, they maintain hedgerows, to create habitats for pollinators and birds. And I know North Leitrim is a beautiful part of the world, and certainly that's a place where tourists should go. But I'd also suggest maybe the tourists could check out Slievebawn Wind Farm in the south of Roscommon or Mount Lucas Wind Farm in Offaly, where they'll see that habitat, that nature habitat, growing and continuing to grow and continuing to develop with a wind farm on the site. I've taken my daughter to visit Slievebawn Wind Farm. There's a playground on the wind farm and she plays there. And I think that's the kind of role that we want to see wind farms producing, because yeah, one just, thing is clear.
I thought it was interesting in this report in the Irish Times that the company that wants to build this thing in Leitrim, Future Energy, says that it released to the community extracts from the environmental impact assessment report. Why would it only release extracts and not the whole thing?
Well, I think when they go in and they submit their planning application, the environmental impact assessment report is part of that. And both Darren and other stakeholders and anyone who wants to study it can examine it and can put in their observations on it and inform the decision on what Planalto will make. But I think the reality is every man and woman listening to this conversation is paying too much for their electricity. We are living in a cost of living crisis, and electricity bills are rising. And the one thing that we know works, that pushes down the wholesale electricity price, is the development of wind energy. We've saved nearly €1 billion for Irish electricity consumers since 2020. We intend to save more. And when you look at developing new electricity generation in Ireland, onshore wind energy is the cheapest and most affordable source of new electricity generation. Not the cheapest and most affordable source of renewable, the cheapest source of new renewable, or new, the cheapest source of electricity generation. So if we want to see those bills come down, if we want to get to a place where Ireland is energy secure, where we don't have families worrying about electricity bills, where we don't have businesses worrying about electricity bills, we're going to need to develop more and more of these projects.
Okay, well, Darren, I have a listener here. I have lots of listeners getting in touch, but this one, if we don't get a handle on climate change, a couple of hen harriers are going to be the last of our problems. Wind turbines are part of the solution, and someone is going to have to let them into their back garden. What do you say to that?
Oh, of course they are, and that's why I started on the outset from that we are pro-wind, we are pro-renewables, and we already have them in our back garden. So it's not like we haven't accepted them in the past. It's just this particular site, we feel, is why we will object to it, is the fact that this particular site, we don't feel is suitable. And I do want to just touch on something that Justin said. And, you know, I feel like the discussion around electricity prices is obviously very emotive, considering where we are today and how we're all paying way in excess of what we would have hoped to be paid. But I think that, you know, to the layman, and I'm no better than the layman, but to the layman, the term that these, or the thought that these electricity or these wind turbines will reduce electricity significantly is fairly, I think it's wide of the mark personally. Like, I mean, there was a study recently, and it might have been even on your own show, there was a professor on, possibly not, but, you know, the actual generation of the electricity only accounts for 30 to 40% of the overall cost. Like, there are taxes, there's managing the grid, there's moving the electricity, there's supplier margins, there's various ways, there's various other chunks of the pie as such that make up the overall cost of electricity. Knowing everything we know of what's happened over in other parts of the world with regards to war, you know, all it could take is a misinterpreted emoji from Donald Trump would affect electricity more so than these wind turbines on the mountain in North Leitrim. So I think it's very, very important.
What is it about this particular site? Because you've started by saying it's not because of how it would look. What is it about the particular site? So, and are you saying that there is somewhere else in Leitrim, nearby perhaps, where it would work, just not on Dua Mountain?
Look, I won't get into whether there's other locations, but I suppose really what has us massively concerned and is at the forefront of our mind is that developing anything upland on peat is a bad idea. And I mean, the particular site itself that we're talking about had a refusal for a wind farm in 2010 by Onboard Planalto due to the risk of peat slippages. So people wouldn't have to look very far, and on, you know, just Google Meenabog Ballybuffet wind farm, and you'll see the absolutely catastrophic effect that developing a wind farm had on upland peatland, where you had massive land slippages, feeding into all the water courses, detrimental to all the fish stocks in the area. Likewise, more closer to home, I suppose, Donegal, Mina Bog is maybe 1 hour from where I live, from the site. Drumcaran is only up the road. Now, it was to do with afforestation. It had a detrimental peat slippage. Oh, I think it was maybe, and this is, don't quote me on it, maybe 6-7 years ago. These had catastrophic effects on the locality, catastrophic effects on the species involved around the area, on watercourses, on, like, we are, all of the areas around this particular site, the hydrology of it all leads to two local SSEs. So, like, and some one of the SSEs is the one thing that feeds all our drinking water. So this is not NIMBYism. This is not, I don't like the look of wind turbines. It has absolutely nothing to do with that. It's to do with the fact that upland development in peat areas just is a recipe for disaster.
Okay, well, Justin, what do you say to that? This is not NIMBYism, and it's about the security of the land, because, you know, if what Darren is saying is right, it doesn't seem to make sense to put this on soft peatland, upland.
Well, I think that's what the planning system and that's what the Environmental Impact Assessment Report is there to investigate. And as part of carrying out that Environmental Impact Assessment Report, a peatland report needs to be carried out by the developer, which will be assessed by Ambor Pinola, by the relevant experts. And Darren and everyone there who has an objection to the wind farm will have the opportunity to weigh in on that as well. But I think going back to the point that Darren made a moment ago, he's absolutely right to say that the wholesale price of electricity isn't the only thing on the bill. It is the biggest. And we had a report from the ESRI just last month saying that those countries which, after the Russian invasion of Ukraine, moved fastest away from fossil fuel gas and towards wind farms, towards solar farms, they've seen their prices fall the quickest. Ireland just hasn't moved fast enough. And as a result of that, we're all paying too much for our electricity bills. And Darren is absolutely right. It's an emotive issue. And it's an emotive issue because you have to worry about people who are struggling to make ends meet. But we can't lose sight of the fact that while we need to develop affordable electricity and clean electricity and secure electricity, we absolutely, and this is where I would agree with Darren, we need to do it in a way that supports and enhances Ireland's biodiversity and Ireland's nature and Ireland's environment. And we can and do and are doing that.
There's another aspect to this, and this is about the Critical Infrastructure Bill, Justin, which I'm sure you've heard of. We had Jack Chambers here earlier in the week discussing this with us. Now, there is a certain cohort who believe that it is projects like this that will be included in that bill, meaning that the planning authorities can disregard the climate action plan. Are you aware or hopeful that wind farms will be included under the Critical Infrastructure Bill?
Our understanding at the moment, Claire, is that they won't. My understanding is that the objective of the bill is to focus on those really critical and strategic pieces of infrastructure. So if you're talking about my sector, you're talking about electricity, I think they're going to be focused much more on the projects that would be needed to strengthen our electricity grid over the years to come. If you look at wind farms at the moment, last year, I think about 14% of the electricity we could have produced was lost because the electricity grid wasn't strong enough to accommodate that. We need to strengthen the electricity grid, not just to accommodate renewables, but to attract investment into counties like Leitrim, into places in the northwest that badly need to attract that kind of investment. So I think it's those kind of critical grid infrastructure projects that will be targeted in this legislation.
Beyond the construction of this wind farm, though, what will it bring to Leitrim?
Well, I don't want to speak for the people who are developing the wind farm. There would be a community benefit fund that would go along with it. There would be other sources of investment. And I think if you look at the economic benefits that we've already seen for the County of Leitrim from the development of wind farms, almost 20% of all of commercial rates in Leitrim are being paid by wind farms. That's wind farms who are paying to keep libraries open. That's wind farms who are paying to repair local roads, to support social housing, to support local businesses. There's also money going in there in terms of local community benefit funds, and there's employment opportunities that will come from the development of this infrastructure. Okay, so there's an economic benefit here as well.
Darren, are you seeing any of those benefits in your community?
Yeah, just the idea of the community benefit fund kind of sits a bit uncomfortably with us all. We feel like it's a it's the brown envelope sort of look to it.
It's a bribe. It
completely. There's absolutely no. It completely feels like it's all sorts of a wrong feeling inside us when we think of it. So, you know, and I don't want to get too particular on what Justin is exactly saying about keeping libraries open and business. Like, that's the emotive sort of tone that the companies like Future Energy, who are developing this particular, or proposing to develop this particular wind farm, that's the sort of tone that they're taking. It gets people sort of you know, it motivates people to err on the side of them as opposed to the actual reality of what the project might look like, you know.
But I think with respect, Darren, it's not just being emotive, it's being factual. And I mean, if you look at the experience of communities living near wind farms, the SCA carried out a report in 2023. They spoke to people living within 1 kilometre of existing wind farms. These aren't planned, proposed or developed wind farms. These are existing wind farms operating in Ireland today. And they asked these people, do you want more wind farms in Ireland? And 2/3 of them said yes, they want more wind farms in this country. So I think that's the lived experience of people who are living near this infrastructure who've had positive experience.
Yeah, and also we were aware of that. And, you know, the site in particular has wind turbines on it already. So you're kind of getting contrary to the report in our area, because you have people who are within that 1 kilometre or 2 kilometre radius of the turbines that are there already. They're a much smaller scale. They're 120 metres in this case. And yet they're very, very, very opposed to. And we're only worried about our specific area. And all I can say is that the locals are very, very opposed to those in the locality to that those particular turbines are very opposed to it.
All right, we'll leave it there for now. Justin Moran from Wind Energy Ireland and Darren Sweeney speaking to us from Leitrim. Thank you both for joining us. If you live in an area that has a wind farm, let us know how it has impacted your life. For good or for ill, 087 1400 106 is the text number you need.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.